Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. This show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org, 1798part2.org, and republicreview.org. And both of those last two websites or domains are new domains. I will be getting those up and out for you. And the 1798 Part 2 is going to be giving you the battle map as we really start getting penetration into the states. And that is happening, folks. As I told you before, we have Chad Christensen, who is going to be bringing up Republic Review in 2019. We also have others that are going to be hopefully getting committed and signing up, maybe in the state of Tennessee, maybe in Wyoming. We are working it, believe me. It's a tireless endeavor. If you want to help, by all means, give me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and we can talk about providing some help. If you cannot listen to this entire show today, it will be rebroadcasted tomorrow, Thursday, at 5 p.m. It'll also be rebroadcasted at 1 p.m. on Sunday, or 1 p.m. on Saturday, and 9 p.m. on Sunday. I'm sure there's going to be another good show that'll be broadcasted on KSBN here at 1 p.m. on Sunday, but this show will be rebroadcasted at 9 p.m. just to make sure we're all straight on the facts. As I always say, this is an educational show, and many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and so I build off of each other, and I'm leveraging future shows from what I'm going to be doing and talking about today. Consequently, to stay abreast with our content, you really need to listen to all these shows. That's why you need to go to Reclaiming the Republic to garner what Republic Review is and download these podcasts. So that is reclaimingtherepublic.org. And that is where you'll find these podcasts. For local announcements, we have the local Republican Coffee Club every Friday at 7 a.m. And as you know, the Rob Chase, who's running for county commissioner, is putting these things on. This Friday, we will have Matt Shea, or he will have Matt Shea, speaking about the 51st state. Next week, on July 13th, don't go. There will be no meeting that week. But on the 22nd, Mike Gribner, he is the regional director for Washington State Department of Transportation. He will be there. He may be interested in your feelings about why they're putting in and why they're spending so much of the taxpayer dollars in putting in roundabouts out on the Newport Highway, out on over by Fairchild Air Force Base. Why are they putting in roundabouts instead of traffic lights? Because they want to permanently change your behavior in driving. I've talked about this, and as a matter of fact, he's the person that can kind of explain this to you, and maybe he can give you some ideas of what we need to do to take back our own productivity and our own destiny from the hard tied strings of Washington, D.C., because they're the ones that I believe are ramming this agenda down our throat. So go to DOT.org, or if you go to the Department of Transportation at the federal level, you will actually find that this is all a part of their program in changing behavior. They don't like the fact that you live so far out of the city. They want to make you move into the city. They want you to give up your cars. They want you to become a good producing citizen within their realms and not within what you want to do. They have a better plan than you do. And that's the kind of government you are getting, folks. I'm going to rail a lot about this, as you know, because this election year is an important election year. But let me continue. I don't want to jump ahead. Northwest Grassroots Movie Night will be next week. It's July 11th, and I hope you're planning on attending. Last time, these things are getting crowded and crowded. They may have to go to a whole new venue. But I want you to still go because this is critical information that we all need to hear. It is about local stuff. I mean, I get into a lot of different things. I try to give you all the information. Like, I can tell you that we're not dead with Avista yet. There's still hope in Idaho, and there are organizations that are currently working to are pulling together and trying to stop this Hydro One self in buying Avista. But all of that being said, next week, July 11th, Wednesday, 6 o'clock, 5:30 is when you want to order your food and get your drinks and what have you. But 6 o'clock is when the open mic starts, and they will commence informing you of great content, but I have no idea what it's going to be. Now, let me give you a kind of rundown of what I've been doing on Red State Talk Radio. I just wrapped up the bounty payments for cod fisheries, and I'm going through the Madison's veto, and I know I've gone through these before, but I'm going through these in much more detail, so I'm actually stopping and editorializing as I'm reading a part and explaining precisely what's going on or what Madison's saying or what he's referencing and so forth. And so I really believe that this is very important. As a matter of fact, it is critical because I believe knowledge is power. I've already told you that's one of my premises. And I build off of that because if we have a representative government and you don't know what they really need to be focused on, then you're going to tell them what you think is important. But I believe reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And if you've been listening to the show long enough, then you've probably given up on your little pet passion, whether that be immigration, whether that be abortion or what have you, and you recognize the fact that getting the federal government into compliance to the Constitution will solve all of those problems. That being said, if we are equally informed and we have the necessary knowledge, we can focus our representation on doing those things that they need to be doing so that we can send a very clear, succinct, and concise message to our representatives as to how we want them to represent us. If they don't, then we need to find new representatives, period. It's got to be about the Constitution, folks. It's time we start putting the Constitution over party and over everything else. I want to also inform you that my Red Pill Expo videos have been posted. They're actually out on Northwest Grassroots videos right now. And I will probably, whoever runs the Reclaiming the Republic YouTube page will probably duplicate those, or I should say channel, on YouTube. They'll probably duplicate those as well. I'll be putting links to those very soon so that people can kind of look. The Red Pill University content, there's five of those videos. They're just short little clips talking about what you're going to get in the Republic Review content that I'm going to be putting up on Red Pill University. So I've said this before, and I want to say this again. Because going back to my premise, reasonable people equally informed, knowledge is power, and sending a very clear and concise and succinct message. Why do we want to send a very clear and concise message? It's pretty easy, folks, because that is how we, the people, because the people are the fountain of power. This is another premise. The people are the fountain of power of politics. And if everybody sends a different message to their representative, then the representative has one in a million, or however many people that they represent, one in 100,000, so let's say for a state legislator or what have you. So there's 100,000 people. If they have 100,000 different messages, then we have a problem because how can they really focus? What is the most important? They have to start actually thinking for themselves. And in some cases, I am not convinced that some of these representatives can. I think some of the local ones or the more conservative ones possibly are. But let's take away the thinking for them. Let's make it simple. Let's all get onto the same concise message. conforming to this one message of getting the federal government to comply to the Constitution, enforce the Constitution. And if we do that, like I said, then we will have a much better life, because then all of a sudden you'll be able to go down to any hardware store and buy a toilet that will flush 5 gallons if you want it to, or it could be 1 quart if that's what you want, so you can flush it 40 times to take your message to the sewer department downstream. And so I can't emphasize enough how important this election year is. So when we come back, I'm going to be picking on the Eagles. There's lots of bands, Grand Funk and a lot of other bands of the 60s and of the past and so forth. And I have a propensity in my childhood of preferring, you know, classical jazz and rock and roll. But nevertheless, we've been manipulated for a long time, and I'm just going to play a little snippet of a song for you. That's kind of outside of my, you know, normal routine, but I want to use this as a focus point so that we can start understanding how we've been manipulated and how we have to stop this. We actually have to start standing up and poking these people back in the eye. I am telling you, if you have read Jefferson's Declaration of Independence, because today is the day we celebrate independence, Jefferson truly poked King George in the eye in that Declaration of Independence. Now, it may have been softened. The blow has definitely been softened because of the political correctness of the time. But we need to start poking other people in the eye who are threatening to take our liberty. So we're at a hard break. When we come back, I will get into a few of these little tirades that I want to go through, and we will get into the Declaration possibly as well. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least 2 ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer 5 people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and I've got a lot of meat that we want to get into, and I know this is not my normal routine. However, I want to try something, and being a solo artist and engineer and producer, I'm not sure how this will turn out, but we will have to give it a try. With that, what I'm going to play for you, have you ever heard the Eagles' The Last Resort? This is a white guilt song because they talk about how bad white America is and how they kind of just ruin everything. and how, you know, people have constantly gone from one place to the next place to find paradise, and now we're all out of space because the capitalists and so forth. And I'm going to get into a tirade over this, but this isn't the only song. It's just that I happened to hear it, and it just really got my blood boiling again because my paradigm has changed. I don't buy this crap anymore. And there's no way you can convince me that America is the bad guy. We have a lot of bad guys in America. There are bad corporate leaders. There are bad politicians. But our founding documents and what we believe the government should be doing has nothing to do with all of this bad stuff, because they, the elitists, have allowed and actually embraced even a worse ideology, statism, because you got to remember what was going on back in the 60s was the counterculture revolution. Hey, tune in and drop out, man. The man has nothing good for us. And now what are these same idiots saying? Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Bruce Springsteen, all of these communists are saying, yeah, vote for Obama, grow government, you know, make us a communist nation. That's the way we want to go. And they may not be saying those words per se, but that is the underlying message. These elitists are supporting the globalist plan. They are a part of the Platonism that I have talked about. Their role is to convince you that statist government is the best way. And that when we have been allowed to go down this course on our own accord, which has not been the case, by the way, that we have all of these problems. And so let me just play this small little segment. We'll see how this goes. I hope you can hear this.
We can leave it all behind and sail to Lahaina, just like the missionaries did so many years ago. They even brought a neon sign and said, Jesus is coming. Brought the white man's burden down. Brought the white man's rain.
So we brought the white man's burden down and we brought the white man's rain. Now, I don't know what that is, but I believe by our founding documents, that's individual liberty and individual sovereignty. It is no longer being subjugated by a monarch. It is no longer being subjugated by a dictator. It is no longer being subjugated by slavery in the state. As a matter of fact, it has been our founding principles and our founding documents that was the catalyst for ending slavery around the world. And as a matter of fact, once we sanctified our independence with blood, we had to go through it one more time because we didn't get it right the first time. So we ended up having to sanctify this nation one more time by the spilling of blood via the Civil War. And so I'm not sure how many people look at it that way, but if you truly look at how the Lord has sanctified things, I mean, his sacrifice was by the spilling of blood. And prior to his atonement, and I don't mean to get into religion, but everything has been sanctified from the very beginning because of the sacrifice of the Lamb, which was in the similitude of him. There's no doubt in my mind that we had to do some purification as a nation. And if you look at the ideology that this nation has stood up, this nation is the only nation ever to create the right of conscience, the freedom of speech, the freedom of being able to do what you, the freedom to fail, not only just being able to do what you want to do, but being able to fail. The progressive condescending hypocrisy is just killing me. And I'm not sure about you, but I see more and more propaganda being thrown out that is trying to make people feel guilt about racist America, as if Every other nation in the world has completely embraced diversity. Has anybody looked at Venezuela? Has anybody looked at China? Has anybody looked at Russia? Every other nation around it. The only nations right now that are going through some form of diversity is because the Islamic State is being moved throughout Europe. But to me, that is not diversification. That right there is a progressive policy that is being rammed down the European throats. The evil globalists who are seeking to subjugate us have a plan. And I've been talking about that plan. And their playbook is the Platonist playbook. Go read Plato, The Republic. It is pretty clear what they need to do. The statist who believe that men need to be regulated and controlled for our own good, many of these folks are steeped in their biases of the progressive education, and they truly believe that this is what's best. They may have this noble mentality, but that is only because they have, like I said, they're just steeped in their biases, and they have failed to critically think, and they have never been forced to make comparisons and to compare and contrast the facts from what they have learned and what they understand. Those who believe in individual liberty and individual sovereignty, and unfortunately, way too many of those folks that believe in individual liberty and sovereignty, do not understand we are in an ideological war. And unfortunately, way too many people believe it's just differing opinions. I'm sorry, that's not the case here. This song, just like many other songs, only see the negative side of America. And I am telling you, there are so many positive things. In that place in Colorado that put up those ugly boxes, as Henley refers to, I'm sure there were a lot of homes that lives got better. And I'm sure there's people that look into these old communities and they look at that home that may be ugly, but that's where their family grew up. They have roots there. They have meaning. They have definition to their lives there. And it's easy to create subjective opinions about things like that. But when you take a broad brush approach, you literally blow away the facts, and we can no longer let them do that. This is myopic, single vision manipulation. There is no comparing and contrasting. And like I said before, if you start comparing and contrasting with other nations, with other ideologies, and how well it's panned out for them, I'll bet you anything, you'll probably find that it didn't really pan out that well. And as a matter of fact, I would even venture to say, how's it panning out for the women? Well, the women in Saudi Arabia can drive now. How many years have they lived under subjugation and they're still fourth-class citizens equal to dogs? At least that's what I understand. They're finally starting to get, and that's just in Saudi Arabia. What about some of these other Islamic states that are, you know, living under the caliphate? I don't think life is that good. How come we don't have any songs about that? I don't know. How about communist China? Or maybe North Korea? How great life is there? Venezuela, I've already brought that up. What about Cuba and Russia? Where are the songs that are telling us how great it is there compared to here and how many, you know, better lives and the freedoms and how people can have the freedom of conscience and being able to do whatever they want to do? I don't know why we just don't have those types of songs. We used to. Unfortunately, like the Beach Boys, they just kind of had, you know, maybe I'll just call them easygoing songs where we didn't focus on problems. There were a lot of songs that focused on problems, but it was propaganda problems. I can tell you there were bands like Grand Funk Railroad, like I mentioned before, the Edgar Winter Group, or I think it was the Edgar Winter Band, or White Trash, what it was, Save the Planet. Almost all of these bands had their own propaganda piece on that the planet was dying and we had to save it. And that was the big, huge push of environmentalism that brought us and gave Nixon the impetus in creating the Environmental Protection Agency over a bunch of hype. And are we better off for that? No, we've created a bureaucracy that's actually making our lives worse because we've let them, these elitists, convince us that we need to do these things. I don't know. Maybe these Islamic states and communist China, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, maybe they've all monopolized this concept of paradise. Maybe. I don't think so. I truly believe that this still happens to be the one nation that people will flock to and actually be willing to die in risking their lives in getting here. And so we cannot let those types of facts go unmentioned, and we cannot allow the elitists to continue to force feed us their garbage. Well, I'm at a hard break, so please stay tuned because I'm still ramped up, and I hope that this gives you a good drive to enjoying your independence. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so that moment you were dreading, when I come back, I am actually back now. And so I want to take a little diversion here first. And actually, I'm going to read something that's out of my book, actually. And I want to give you a little bit of background on this. And this is what it says. And this is on the Mobius Strip Press page. It's right there on the left in white lettering. It says, "Civil society is wholly dependent upon the symbiosis between the fundamental principles of liberty, those principles being free agency, responsibility, and accountability. When these principles are balanced and in harmony with the individual citizen's liberty, they can act as a catalyst in elevating synergy within the community and society. These synergies will lead to stronger spiritual well-being, greater productivity, improved health, and development of wealth." Now, what I want to do is I'd like to give you a breakdown on what I believe a country should look like when it embraces individual liberty and individual sovereignty. I don't believe that our country at this point in time is embracing it. I believe those principles are still there. I believe that it is a part of our DNA, But I do not believe, because the whole purpose of this show, Reclaiming the Republic, is to get us back onto track. Now, before I start giving you this example, let me give you a macro view with a comparison with Scripture. Why is it that Martin Luther felt it was necessary that the Scriptures were available to all people? And why is it today that people read the Scriptures, or at least I would say good, righteous people, why is it that they read the Scriptures? Because that's the, I'm just going to give you the paradigm, that that is the Word of God, and that for a person to understand the true Word of God, you've got to read the Word. You've got to read the Scriptures. That way, when somebody comes along and says, well, God wants you to do this, and you've read the Scriptures, and you know that's not what God wants you to do, then you can recognize false doctrine, right? So that's why it's really important, and that's why Martin Luther basically said that the Scriptures should be in every person's hand. He had those grievances he put on the outside of the chapel. And I believe that King James, when he translated the Bible into English, it was the first step in moving towards American enlightenment, because people started seeing the Word for themselves, and they started recognizing that the churches, the organized church state marriage throughout Europe, was pretty evil. They were doing all sorts of things in the name of God that they shouldn't have been doing. And that's why you could see that here in the Americas during the colonies and so forth, they really started moving towards a very righteous society compared to what was going on in Europe. And as a matter of fact, what was going on in Europe during the late 16 and early 1700s is Europe started abandoning its religious ways. By the time the end of the 18th century, we had this thing called the French Revolution. I think it was 1790, 1791, something like that. And they killed all of the priests and the leaders of the French church because they were tired of the hypocrisy. Now, I want to put this into a perspective for you. Why did I give you this, and why is it important to read the Word so that you know what the truth is? That's why, right? So why is it that it is important that I read the ratification debates, that I read these founding documents for you? Because I want you to recognize that what we're being told are lies, that we've been deceived for 100 years plus, that we've been told that the federal government can do anything it needs to do that it believes is necessary and proper. That is a bold-faced lie based on the pretense of how the Constitution was sold to the stakeholders who bought into it, as I've told you and as I have read for you to witness. This is very important that you know what the truth is. This is why we have to be very succinct and concise in our message to our state legislators. Constitutional compliance. The federal government must start complying to the contract. If not, then we need to amend the contract so that they are in compliance. Now, if you know me, if you've read my writings, I am vehemently opposed to amending the contract. Get compliance first. If we have problems, then let's figure out the best way to do this. But I truly believe that the Republic, the states, have the ability, the power to do everything that they need to do for themselves that the federal government doesn't have to be doing. So with that, now let's move into what I believe a country that embraces individual liberty and sovereignty would look like. This country would allow individual full freedom of conscience. If they don't like something because of their religious convictions, they can actually come right out and tell somebody, let's say I'm a baker or I'm a florist, and I possess a religious conviction not to support or be compelled to support a lifestyle that I recognize as sinful. I should be able to actually tell that person, I'm sorry. I think what you're doing is a sin, and I can't support that. I do not want your money or your lucre, and I would rather not have anybody come on their own convictions because of my conviction. But don't force me, because that would be communism. That would be a statist government. We should all be able to choose for ourselves whether you want to buy my cakes, whether you want to buy my flowers, whether you want to buy my goods or not. If you want to boycott me and you want to go out and do that type of thing, then okay, that is your conscience. But sometimes that backs up, you know, that backs up on people. Like, I remember they tried to boycott Chick-fil-A. And that didn't work too well because Chick-fil-A had gangbuster sales after that. I do know that we are in an ideological war, like I started this out with. And we have to start getting that into our heads, that this is warfare. This is not just a differencing of opinions. Those who want statist government want to subject you. There is rumor that these FEMA camps are ready to house you if you're not willing to comply. But something happened on our way to the FEMA camps. Trump got elected. And so we have some time to fix the problem. But that time window is shrinking quickly. I need your help. I need sponsors. I'm starting my campaign for crowdfunding. As a matter of fact, it'll be a GoFundMe campaign. I will be launching that. You will know all the details next week. The country that embraces individual liberty and sovereignty allows people to make their own mistakes. And when they make those mistakes, they have to be responsible and accountable for their actions. We cannot allow them to basically have a constant safety net, because that's just an enabler of bad behavior, right? We can no longer allow people to just live on a safety net like it's a trampoline for fun. Government has no role in removing the consequences of bad behavior or bad life choices. The bad life choices must be life lessons for others to avoid these trappings and snares of addiction and bad decisions, bad behavior, period. We have to start learning from those who have lived a life of smoking not to smoke. Really? We have to have little warnings? We need to be better at educating and passing down. Just because grandpa did it doesn't mean that we should be doing it anymore either. In addition, if compassionate services are created, they must come from institutions such as religions and community services, not government. In other words, education, welfare, healthcare, and those types of things, we are far better served when they come from those types of institutions instead of government. Why? Because these institutions are actually nonprofit and they're truly designed to be compassionate. I do not want the people that are supposed to go fighting wars to be the ones with guns over their shoulder being compassionate. I would much prefer a person that is living the word of God to be the ones that are compassionate, because they understand, or they should, what that means. The two primary objects of government are to protect life and property, and not take property from one and give to another, such as the distribution of wealth. Again, it's compassionate service that we should be focusing on, and it needs to be left to religions to administer these temporal needs, period. I can't emphasize that enough. That is one of the principal factors. And if Trump could get this, boy, we would really turn this nation around, because that is the principal factor that made America great. I also want you to know that a nation that embraces individual liberty and sovereignty does not allow dangerous and subversive ideologies to become established. And should they do anything, I'll get into this because I'm going to run out of time before I can finish my thought. So I will repeat this when we come back. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so we're back, and this is it. This is the last segment, so I don't have a lot of time, so let me kind of get through this so I can get into maybe some thoughts on our Declaration of Independence once again. A nation that embraces individual liberty and sovereignty does not have to allow dangerous or subversive ideologies to become established. And a nation based on liberty and sovereignty should do everything it can to protect itself from this erosive danger. Now, let me be very clear here before I move forward on this. I want you to understand that it's not that we should be going out and burning and censoring the type of literature that, like Plato's Republic and so forth. I think it is very important that people understand the evil nature of statism, that they understand what real life is with the empirical data that comes with it. If you read Ludwig von Mises' book on socialism, you will understand that there is more than enough evidence that proves that no society is better when it creates collective government. Jefferson even understood this, and when he explained the American government system, he likened it to, and this I'm going to paraphrase, he likened it to centrifugal energy, that it was outward flowing, and that the government's decisions and so forth were made at the farthest point away from the center of government, so that they would be the closest to the people. A collectivist statist type of government is like centripetal energy that draws in. It is a very destructive force. It is a political energy that is designed to make every decision possible at the center of government so that very few people are able to get involved or have any say. It is the desires and whims of the masters instead of the local communities and the people. That is probably one of the most articulate ways that I've ever heard Jefferson talk about this. And again, I'm paraphrasing and injecting a little bit of my translation of Jeffersonism, but you could read this in Dumas Malone's books. He has a six-book series on Jefferson the man. These ideologies, again, these statist ideologies, would be ones that promote institutes of compulsion and use force to obtain compliance. Remember those FEMA camps? Either you learn to comply or you're going to stay there for what's left of your life. These institutions monopolize the narrative, just like our education system no longer has free thought. It is a monopoly of a message. You cannot look at what is coming out of these kids, or what I should say, what we see in the news with Hogg and all the rest of these statist, little, puerile, vile children that are going to be voting soon. This is repulsive and repugnant. We cannot allow this to continue. We have to take this back. And there's only one mechanism to do this, my friends. It is Republic Review. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org right there on my homepage. You can read the bullet points on the academic argument, the process, as well as look at the flowchart. There's more coming. I only have so much time, and getting you motivated is my primary factor at this point. Once we get this moving, I'll be able to actually sit down and work more, because I then won't have to do this anymore. I think I started this whole process off saying I do not want to become a well-seasoned and professional conservative entertainer. I am strictly here to educate and motivate. I do not want to make this a career. Anyway, and it's not because I don't love the people at KSBN. I love them here. I love people at Red State Talk Radio. I love the Patriots I'm working with. It's just that I would much rather be spending my time doing other things. And those people who really know me know that's true, because I like to do a lot of different things. And this is just one of those things that I feel so compelled that I have to do. And so this is why I'm here, for you, for our Constitution, for our Republic. Getting back on my train of thought here. A society based on liberty ensures that these evils are exposed and recounts the scores of lost life throughout history that these ideologies have wrought. Remember the millions that Stalin killed, Mao killed millions. Only government can be that efficient in taking life, and it can be that callous and careless. This society, our republic, is based upon individual liberty and sovereignty, and it has been the only one ever to have flourished. And it has also answered the call around the world to stop despotism and subjugation. If it was not for America, I think people would be speaking a different language in different parts of the world, because of the last few wars that we have fought. If you know Trevor Lawton, and I personally know him, and that interview that I have with him that will be put up, the link will be put up on my website, as I talked about earlier. He personally said that he, as a New Zealander, is here not because he wants to be here, because he knows America is the only thing keeping the world from tipping. He knows that if America falls, so goes the world. I heard him say that in 2016. I heard that from his heart. I know that to be true as well. And if you're listening and you do not believe that to be true, then maybe you shouldn't be listening to this show. Because I do know that every patriot that hears those words, that resonates truth. America is the only last bastion that is protecting liberty around the world, whatever you want to call it. And what really got me started on this really wasn't the Eagle song that I had listened to. I had actually saw a post that people were putting out about America being racist, you know, the tipping history of, you know, where tipping came from. It was from the racist part of America. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Really? And so I did the research. I just quickly looked up this individual, and there apparently is a graduate from, no doubt, Columbia University, a person that I believe has a master's, at least has got their journalist degree. And the person's name is Isabel, I'm going to probably mispronounce this, and you know I have a bad history of names, so it's no disrespect intended, but it's Moog, or M-U-G-E-N-I-U, so Niu, Moogie Niu, Isabel Moogie Niu, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but anyway, so she has this Facebook page that she's generating this propaganda videos talking about America's racist history. And so it's obvious that she has a Chinese descent. I'm guessing. I don't know for a fact. I don't know that she has spent time in China. I think she speaks Chinese. I don't know if it's Mandarin or what, Cantonese. But I'm telling you that she is a very nefarious player who tries to take a historical perspective and twist it and not give you the facts. And it is really something that is distorting the truth. Where is the videos on what's going on to the people that are dying in Venezuela? Where are the videos to expose all the people who have died in China and how well people are living in that polluted state of China? Or all the rest of the communist states out there that she is supporting statist ideologies? That is disingenuous, and as far as I'm concerned, she is a hypocrite. She can't look at the sun and call it the sun. She will just say, boy, the moon sure is bright tonight, because they cannot face the truth. And that just gets my blood boiling. I know that many good men, if you go to Arlington, you will see many good men that have laid down their lives for liberty, for this nation, for the Declaration of Independence. I would ask you to go and read the Declaration of Independence, but before you do, go look up the original Declaration of Independence. You will notice that there are several paragraphs that have been cut out. One of those paragraphs talks about, and I talked about this on Monday, on my Monday show, one of those paragraphs talks about how the King of England inflicted slavery upon this nation and then now is trying, or at that point in time, is trying to create insurrection with the slaves in America that he planted here to get them to revolt against us. He was doing everything he possibly could to basically throw America off tilter so that he could come and subjugate us with a very heavy hand. If you notice that there was another paragraph that was listed, or I should say removed, or actually about a paragraph and a half, and that paragraph basically talks about how heavy-handed and how evil England had become, and how they, the colonists, or Thomas Jefferson and the Continental Congress, declared their liberty, and that they would dissolve any recognition of anybody trying to take over or consider us their subjects ever again. I just ask and I beg that you read these documents and make every day a catalyst for you for change, that you can be a part of the solution instead of the problem. That is the whole point of this show, and that is what we're trying to do in educating you, in making you a constitutional warrior and a weapon for Republic Review. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic with your help, and I do need your help. God bless, and I'll be back next week.